Welcome. Welcome.
Such an enthusiastic opening.
That's it's Friday. Great. I'm very enthusiastic.
It's the producer pod, baby.
Welcome to the producer pod. As you know, we discuss things discussed by Anna and Raven during the week. We like to pick out a few topics that John and I found particularly interesting. Mm.
You're in rare form today.
Do you say interesting or interesting?
I don't know, but you definitely said it like, what is it, the brain? Interesting.
Interesting.
What is that? I don't know.
Interesting. Well, for starters, let's rattle off some of these March Madness victories. March Madness, on Monday, we had Tybo versus Goatees. Tybo won. Mm. Tuesday, Beanie Babies versus the South Beach Diet. Beanie Babies won. Wednesday, Crocs versus the Fidget Spinner. Crocs won. Thursday was the waterbed versus the baby on board sign. Waterbed won.
So have you ever had a goatee? Like, have you ever actually had one? Because you're a bearded guy. I mean, I do the beard sometimes, but you had a serious beard. Have you ever just goateed it?
Not just goatee, but I did. I think it was our last pictures we did. I had the mustache with the goatee. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but when you have the mustache with it, I don't know. Like, that was your pirate look. When I think goatee, for some reason, I don't think that. But then again, no. You know what? Now that I'm looking at you, your mustache doesn't connect.
No,
your
it
goatee,
doesn't.
So that's the only way you
and see,
can
that's
do
the
it.
Worst thing is like everyone's like, oh, your mustache is so cool. I'm like, yeah, but when I want to have it connected to goatee, it doesn't because it grows in. It curls that way. It grows in that way.
See, mine just looks like the Post Malone. When I have mine like all the way in, there's that little, I'm serious. It looks like the two. Have you seen that meme where it's like the two dogs like kissing each other?
Yep.
That's what mine looks like because I have that just the littlest bit of bear patch in the dead middle. You have a thick, full one, man. I mean, I don't
Thank
have to
you.
Tell anybody. You know, if anyone has seen a picture, you notice this.
And Friday today, we had Hacky Sack versus Pokemon Go, and Pokemon Go took the winning spot today. Have any of these March Madness victories this week impressed you? Wow, what a word, Sean. Surprised you?
Yeah, goatee. I mean, honestly, goatee went up again. It was Tybo.
Tybo, yeah.
I don't know if Tybo was like just before my time or what the deal was, but I don't remember it having that big of an impact. I remember having a goatee, though. I remember that in a big way. And it was just the goatee, like just the chin. No stash, no nothing to go along with it. And I had a chin strap. There's pictures.
Ooh, I had a chin strap, too.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Terrible. I look back at pictures of myself with the chin strap, and I'm just, like, so disappointed with myself when I see those.
It was college. I was experimenting.
Like, I want to get rid of those. But, yeah, Tybo, I remember seeing a lot of those commercials when I was younger. Like, I would wake up in the middle of the night, and that would be on.
Right, the infomercial, the the midnight infomercial.
Oh, I miss
type
those.
Of situation. The Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here. I miss I used to love those commercials. It was always, like, the 100 greatest Christian songs of all time, or the 200 top love ballads of the world.
Right, now 84.
Ooh.
Now that's what I call music, 84.
Are they really on 84?
I don't know.
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised, but I also would be surprised. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, also this week, Anna and Raven were discussing brand loyalty. We're talking a bit about brand loyalty. Tony on Facebook said Vans shoes. Tony, I don't know how you're doing it because I was never a big fan of the skater shoes, personally speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you?
Yeah,
you like
well, no,
shoes?
I'm thinking that you were never a huge fan of it because you don't spend money on shoes. And when I say you don't spend money on shoes, like you say that out loud and people think, oh, yeah, he's just a $50, $60 type of shoe guy. Sean, how much money do you spend on shoes? And more importantly, where do you buy those shoes?
$20 and from Walmart.
That's ridiculous.
How's that ridiculous?
That's absolutely ridiculous. Dude, spend more than $20 on shoes. You're a grown man.
You're going to spend like $60 to $70 in shoes, which you're going to destroy in a year or two.
But you don't destroy them in a year or two if you spend more than $20, dude. That's the point. I've had shoes for like 3-4 years that I'm still rocking.
Yeah, well, I'm still rocking these bad boys, and it's been about 2 years, so.
I'm just saying, it's not like you're growing out of them. It's not like you're a parent, and you're just like, he's going to grow out of them in 6 months. Why would I spend? But no, dude, your shoe size is not going to change. Spend more than $20 on shoes anyway.
I like to see science that says that.
There's so much science that says that.
Anna had texted us in. She said she was loyal to the brand like the Dawn dish soap, and I couldn't agree more. I love Dawn dish soap.
Oh, see, this is where I cheap out, man. I will take any dish soap. I don't care.
Really?
I don't care what is in it. I will absolutely dollar store, baby, all day.
Now, Dawn does it right. Dawn's just the greatest dish soap to me. You have terrible, tough stains. You put a little dollop or two of Dawn in there. Let it sit overnight with some water. Stains are gone.
How much
Go
are they
Dawn.
Paying you? Just be honest and say how much they're paying you.
Not enough.
If there's a Dawn commercial at the beginning of this podcast, I'm going to laugh.
You ever see the Dawn commercials like where they're like cleaning off the penguins and stuff with the oil on them? The next commercial is going to be me cleaning the oil out of my beard with the Dawn dish soap. Producer Sean loves his Dawn dish soap. So loyal to the brand. Is there a brand you're loyal to?
You know, not really. There is, there's a lot of, I always bring it back to the guitar. I hate that.
See, but like I was going to ask, constantly. I was like, you know, you're a music guy. So I figure you might have some, like a specific brand of guitar, maybe like if there's a brand of picks or something that you prefer over others.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I play my primary guitar now as a D'Angelico. If I'm about to get into some real guitar nerddom, so just hang in there for the, if you're not a guitar player, I'll be done in a second. You know, yeah, D'Angelico, I love those. You know, I got one a couple years ago. I play that one all the time. I'm a big fan of, now that I think about it, other than the guitar, I just go with what's cheapest. I really do. I use the Walmart rule.
I don't know why, but I just picture you being like Wayne in that scene from Wayne's World where he's trying to go to play Stairway to Heaven on
right,
the guitar.
Right, right. Watch that movie again, by the way. He plays not a note of Stairway to Heaven.
Yep. We discussed that, I think.
Yeah.
So Anna, when Anna got injured, she could not cook. So Anna came up with the plan to kind of put her family to the task of cooking. And now she's kind of wanting to go with this idea of doing, you know, every other night kind of thing, I believe she said, where she wanted her husband Paul to cook one night and then her daughter Hayden to cook one night and then she would cook, and kind of a rotating door with the cooking in her household. I have to ask you, John, realistically, we know James can't cook right now.
No, my son is 2.5 years old, right, but continue.
If James was to cook you a meal, what do you think it would be?
It would be what he calls honey, which is Greek yogurt.
Ooh.
With honey.
Ooh.
And berries in it. He loves it. My mother actually got him eating it. It's like, I know, like, you're like I can tell by the look in her face. It's the healthiest snack that a 2-year-old has ever eaten.
Delicious.
Ever. But he's a huge fan of it, and he loves to make it himself, and it turns my apartment into an absolute war zone. So here's the difference between me and Anna is that Anna is one of three functioning adults in her home, right? I mean, okay, like her oldest is only 13, but still, that's a person.
She can still cook.
That's a person who can do things. My son can't do that, so of course I'm always doing it by myself. The problem is now at this point, my son really genuinely wants to help. Unlike Anna's family, who wants nothing to do with this cooking experiment, my son wants to get in there. Problem is, he's 2. And all he does is destroy my entire kitchen. So it's tough.
Are you on board with Anna's plan? You think it's a good idea to have other people cook besides her?
Dude, absolutely. As soon as my man is old enough to start doing that, I'm going to be like, no, dude, just go make yourself some eggs. You're fine.
You just answered my next question.
It's like a decade from now, but still.
Are you going to try to teach James how to make more complicated things as he gets older? Because I run into a lot of people who are our age and like, I can't cook. And I'm like, how? How do you not know how to cook?
But you can cook. And I mean, yeah, I can cook enough to feed myself and my son. But outside of that, it's not very complex, dude. I can make some good tacos.
Mm.
I can do, you know, like I can do a real good breakfast. I'm great at the breakfast, but I'm not fast. I'm not fancy. So yes, will I teach him how to do stuff, but I got to teach myself more complex things before I teach him in the first place.
Well, that's the brilliance of culinary is that, you know, it's all about mixing foods together and discovering something new. I love to cook. I love to eat. I should be like very, very big, but well, somehow I'm not.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're skinny and it honestly, I hate you for it.
I love to eat. Also during the week, Anna and Raven were asking you what the worst noise was. Snoring seemed to be the most popular answer through text messages, on Instagram, Facebook. Everyone kept coming back down to the snoring of their spouse.
Right.
What is what was your worst noise?
You know what's funny about snoring? I'm talking about my kids so much these days is that him snoring to me is the best because I can walk by and like hear him snore and be like, oh, there he is. He's fine. It removes my need to go check on him.
He's
impulsively
asleep.
Like he's asleep. No, it's not even that I'm happy he's asleep, which I am, but it's just like I get him and he's definitely breathing and he's doing it really loudly and he's right there. I don't know. It's like the insecure, scared parent in me. It removes my parent paranoia. So honestly, I love snoring as a sound. Now, I said, though, in the break, bad singing. Huge pet peeve of mine, and it's not just bad singing because I don't sing very well myself. And if you know, listen, If you doubt that claim, listen to any of the songs that I've played for Anna and Raven before. It's just, it's people who really are going for it and don't have it, but they think yep. they sound awesome. It's cringeworthy. It's the most cringe-inducing thing that I could possibly listen to.
I think one of my favorites when it comes to bad singing is, like, I feel like anytime you're on YouTube and you look up bad singing, someone is always doing Disturbed's Down With The Sickness. And it's always the beginning, and they always butcher that first part. I'm not going to attempt it.
You got to hit the ooh-ah-ah.
Ooh-ah-ah.
I know, yeah, even saying you have
yeah,
to
it just
do
sounds
it.
Weird.
You have to really do it
yeah,
to make it
and
work.
And I'm not going
to
do that. No. Not here, not ever. You're never going to get me recorded doing that sound.
I'm very disappointed.
Maybe one day. You never know. What do you feel about snoring, though? Are you a snorer?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I'm definitely a snorer. If I drink, I snore,
mm-hmm.
too.
I see, I'm the same.
That's
I think it. If I drink, that's the only time I'm actually snoring
that's
from,
probably
from what I'm
everybody,
told.
Everybody, right?
I guess.
Right?
I mean,
I don't know.
I've never had anyone complain about my snoring, although I have... I've had my fair share of people who were terribly loud snorers, and quite honestly, depending on how loud it could be, yeah, I can understand why that's the worst noise. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a terrible noise.
Anything that messes with your sleep is horrible.
Oh, my God, yes. I went with cars not turning when you're trying to start them.
Well, you had that experience, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like a week or 2 weeks prior, where my battery died, my car wouldn't start, and it was just that, it wouldn't even turn. It was just... Meh, nothing.
It's an expensive sound.
Oh, it's the worst. Because you never know. You know, you never know until you actually get it looked at what the actual issue is, like where the sound's coming from. And
it was just, it's okay.
Flashbacks of all the times it's happened.
It was just a car battery this time. It's okay.
So we also discussed this weekend, and Raven had discussed the toy you love the most, or the toy your child loved the most. But I like to, you know, we like to, in this podcast, like to kind of bring it back and talk a little bit about the things that we experience with it, and being that we're both 90s kids, I would love to hear what toy you loved the most growing up.
Well, I guess it wasn't something specifically 90s, but I definitely had a lovey. Definitely had mm-hmm. a little toy that I slept with. It was a Peter Rabbit.
Which was also weird to me, because I never heard the term lovey until I started working for this
Neither
place.
Had I.
We called it, like, my mother called it a bossy growing up. It wasn't a blanket or a lovey, it was a bossy.
We just called it my stuffed animal. That was it. That was it. I mean, you know, we're not a very original family. Yeah. We're not big on the names and the naming conventions in the Kamal household, I guess.
So you're gonna go with the lovey?
I mean, I guess now, right? We work on this show. That's the word.
Yeah, the lovey.
So I guess we're stuck using it now.
I was a big fan of the I had a lot of not G.I. Joe. I don't know if they were G.I. Joes or there were some sort of Army Men action figures.
Yeah, the little green Army Men?
No, they weren't the green ones. They weren't G.I. Joe. I think they might have been like an off-brand G.I. Joe, someone trying to make, you know, money,
it
capitalize off
G.I.
Joe. Yeah, pretty much.
It was the Walmart one. You got it the same day you got your shoes.
I was going to say, probably, yeah. No. That's why they don't fit right. I used to love those things, man. I used to love, the most I used to love to do, too, is it was they were great to me because you could, like the limbs are all posable and you could remove them and then remove the limbs from the other like toys and then like mix and match them.
Oh, you're Sid from Toy Story.
Yeah, basically.
You sick individual. Look at you. You're
Sid from Toy Story.
You're like the bad kid from Toy Story 1. That's
what you
are. I
wasn't popping their eyes out. I was just switching limbs. Like, so one guy would be like, you know,
walking around with the horse's head on it.
One guy would have an army jacket. Another guy would have a navy one. So I'm like, oh, let's make an army guy with navy sleeves. And I thought it was cool and original growing up. Yeah, huh? Laugh, John. So funny.
So funny.
I got rid of those toys. I wish I never did, just so I could bring them in and leave them in here.
That's good.
Put them somewhere on our wall of heroes or, you know, maybe next to the kitty cat over here that
plays
music.
There's so much nonsense. That's the thing is, like, no one ever sees what this studio looks like. There's so much nonsense in this studio.
I think it's actually, like, funnier, like, the transformation of the studio from, like, when we first started here up until now.
Right, because before it was just you.
Yep.
And you were in here, you know, doing your neat freak thing. And then I came in like a hurricane, Sean.
As
and
I'm
I brought
staring
my,
at your mess.
I brought my insanity into the, but you know what? Listen. You wouldn't have it any other way.
No, I wouldn't. We balance each other out, John. It works. Well, I mean, I can't really think of anything else I want to kind of discuss here, John, yourself?
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, you know, listen, if you want to hear more about any of the breaks that we talked about today, you can go to annaandraven.com, listen to the podcast, or anywhere that you get your podcast. And remember, if you want to keep up with it every single day, you can also subscribe. Goes right to your phone, anywhere you listen.
Thank you guys so much for listening.